Well, of course, the Russian invasion has sparked a major humanitarian crisis, with more than 3 million people now having fled the country in just under 3 weeks. Another terrible milestone is how the UN High Commissioner for Refugees described the significant numbers of women and children continuing to cross Ukraine's borders into neighbouring countries. So far, Poland has taken 1.8 million people from Ukraine. Matt Salchmarsh is head of news and media at the UN's refugee agency, the UNHCR. He's on the Polish border and joins us on the line now. Matt, good afternoon to you and thank you for taking the time to speak to us. What is the picture there in terms of the numbers who are crossing into Poland? Is there any let up?
Well, what we've seen in the last couple of days is probably a stabilisation of the numbers. They've been around sort of 80,000 a day coming into Poland. So that's a bit lower than it was maybe a week or so ago. I think one of the concerns here is that number could increase again, depending on a number of different factors. One of which is how cold things are, the weather, the conditions on the ground, the military campaign, how that goes. We know we've heard a lot of estimates about very high numbers of people being in Lviv across the border, waiting to see how the situation unfolds. And if the violence moves much more intensively towards them, they might be forced to flee as well. And that could bring new pressure onto Poland.
Because, of course, that figure of 3 million is just for those who have left Ukraine. There are also very many hundreds of thousands of people who've been internally displaced.
That's correct. Probably more like millions, but we don't actually have really accurate figures on that. It's impossible to say at the moment. We do have colleagues in the country. They are able to get out sometimes. But they can't do those kind of monitoring and protection missions regularly, day in, day out, as they'd like to be doing.
So for those then who are crossing the border, and let's talk about Poland, which has taken by far the largest number of refugees so far, how are they coping? How are the Polish authorities managing these huge numbers of people?
Yeah, of course, the pressure is building on Poland. We've heard a number of senior officials from Poland saying we need more help and we need more help now. The pressures are building on the housing stock. Obviously, a lot of the response so far has been done by volunteers, and that's been fantastic. They've really stepped up. But they're now getting exhausted, and many of them have to go back to work. So they need support in terms of those structures like housing, but they also need more support in terms of experts who can help them with those victims, with the refugees who are coming over, who are increasingly traumatized, we've been seeing in the last few days and weeks.
Countries across the European Union have committed to welcoming refugees. Is that happening? Are people able to travel on to other countries and to be able to take up those offers of refuge?
Well, what we saw at the start of this crisis was that people were arriving, refugees were arriving with a plan. In other words, they sort of knew where they were going, where they wanted to go. They probably had family connections or diaspora. What we've been noticing much more recently is people are arriving, as I said, often in a quite traumatized state, but not knowing where they're going to go. And that means there's more pressure on Poland and the Polish authorities and the NGO sector. What they've been doing is taking them away from the border in buses and taking them to reception centers where they might be able to stay for a couple of days to recuperate. And from there, moving them on to other cities in Poland. But the call is going out, of course, for other cities to step up and to find and create new reception centres.
Matt Salchmarsh with the UNHCR on the Polish-Ukraine border. Thank you for talking to us.